Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Greetings, one and all. Welcome to the Tubi Tuesday podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast. I am your host, your old buddy, Batch. Joined with me is always the always lovely Super Marcy.
Hello.
And the sexy bitch himself, Colin.
Fuck yeah, I'm sexy. Let's go, son. I got a new hat on. I'm going to be high as fuck, and I can't wait. I have a whole tray of weed in the behind me that's just like random weed. Like, I don't even know what it is, don't know the strain. It's going to be weed roulette, and it's going to be the greatest
weed
episode
roulette
of Tubi Tuesdays we've ever had.
As your bud tender, I approve.
Yes.
Let's go, son.
Yeah, so my sexy ass is really fucking excited. I've never seen Hobo with a Shotgun. You just showed me that trailer, and it looks fire. I can tell you that right now.
So as Colin just said, this week we are doing Hobo with a Shotgun.
Oh, fuck, I'm sorry.
It's okay. We announced it last episode, and we were hoping it wouldn't be taken off Tubi, but it's there.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, Hobo with a Shotgun, great Canadian film from a Canadian this week. So, this is going to be one of I think this could be one of those episodes that's up there with Night Killer and Blood Rage.
Oh,
this is one of those type of movies.
It is. I haven't seen it for ages, so I'm fucking excited. And Colin hasn't seen it, so this is going to be wild.
Mersh, are you ready to see this movie?
Mersh is ready. And since Bede isn't here, we do believe he's trying to escape or try not to run into Baby Craven.
He tapped him out last week. It was awesome.
It was insane.
And wiggled his little legs and and then it just choked him out. And
transmission disaster.
This and we didn't get really bad jokes for a few minutes.
No, we didn't. That was nice.
But I also suspect he might be trying to avoid Baby Craven and the nerds, because I feel like we're getting a revenge of the nerds at some point, because Bede's been really mean to them. But as he's not here, I will do his quick spiel about what you got to do if you want to watch Hobo with a Shotgun as you're listening to our podcast. Sign up to our Patreon, where you can watch along with us. It is patreon.com/supernetwork for $1 a month. And when we get another 10 subscribers, we are going to do a Murder Size outfit video or something. We're working on it. But anyway, Hobo with the Shotgun is available on Tubi.
Oh, speaking of Murder Size.
Oh, yes, actually, before. Yes, Colin. Give us the news about our friends from Murder Size and their upcoming film.
Oh, shit, guys. Sorry, I totally zoomed out for a minute. I was like listening to the spiel. I'm like, all right, she'll start counting down when we start the movie. And I'm just sitting here like looking at myself in this picture. And I'm like,
And we've already lost Colin.
We've lost Colin. Well, okay, I hope to get you started. So from the makers of Murder Size, they have a new film that they are currently working on. And there is some involvement from To Be Tuesdays and Trash Panda podcast, isn't there, Colin?
Yeah, so what I did is I just talk up a storm with people and I probably annoy everyone and I'm going to get banned someday on Twitter. But I ended up talking to the AMP Productions people and I was like, hey, there's any way since we did a movie of yours, like, let us know how, you know, we can help or do whatever in the future if you have any other projects. And they were like, oh yeah, for sure. So when he sent me their link for Indiegogo for their OnlyFangs movie, which is going to be this vampire movie, and I kind of just wanted like text him and be like, hey, can I just dress up like a werewolf and like hide in the forest in the background one time? And or can I be like a werewolf that like gets to eat out some bitch if I have to? I don't want to do that, but it'd be kind of tight. But my werewolf character, he just walks around like this in the forest. Like, I just be some random ass werewolf. Like, I think that would be hilarious.
We need to make that happen.
I mean, I'm getting to it, but we're the 2B Tuesdays podcast and Trash Panda podcast are not associates, not co's. We are executive producing this movie. And I am like so fucking pumped. And I'm like, now I have executive producer power. I want to do so much now.
We are executives now.
As executive producer, I get to be in charge of looking at all the boobs, right? That's a producer's job.
Like, I really,
I'm sure you can rate the boobs, but they're all going to be like 10 out of 10 because we know.
That is true.
A lot of the cast is audition the
titties.
All of the titties get into the movie, but
even my titties,
even Colin's titties will be
you and Batchy keep your shirts on. I saw that episode, and you can see it too if you subscribe to our Patreon. Only $1 a month.
That's exactly right. And
thank you, Craven.
Thank you, Craven. And I'm gonna shameless plug Trash Panda's Patreon for a minute.
Yes.
In the background, since I've been like having some time, I've been revamping a lot of shit for Trash Panda Podcast. Our Patreon has 3 new tiers. The first one is $1. The second one is like $3. The other one's $5, but you can't do it because this is a big cat level and he's the only one that has that level. He's been with us since day one. And then we have a $10 one and a $20 one. The $10 one gets you access to our Discord. And let me tell you guys know from experience, that Discord's insane.
It is. We love some Discording, but...
Bats, where's your pop for this Patreon? Yeah, I thought so.
Oh.
It's okay.
We're working on it.
We are all working behind the scenes. We're all going to have our awesome stuff, but... Check out OnlyFangs.
Go train your animals, Craven.
Yeah. Go train your animals. Go check out OnlyFangs. We are executive producing this movie, and I kind of want to fly out and be like, hey, what up? And see if I can be a werewolf in the movie. Yeah. So let's go enjoy this hobo shotgun.
Let's get to it. I'll continue the spiel. But also, yes, check out OnlyFangs on Indiegogo, and there's a Facebook group and stuff to keep up to date. But yes, if you want to watch Hobo with a Shotgun, it is on Tubi US. It is available on other places to watch along with us. If not, it'll still be a fun podcast to listen to regardless. And we just will say we're playing the movie. That's when you start the movie, and just make the appropriate pauses when there are ads if you're watching along with us. And I think that's about it. So, Batch and Colin, are you ready to get shot by a hobo with a hobo with a shotgun? Whoa! Ow!
Damn, that almost hit Mersh.
Oh, this is the geese's favorite movie.
The geese. Well, I guess when we have an ad, we have the geese will let us know.
Yes.
All right. Playing the movie in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm sorry. I know it's really done, but the geese with shotguns is my favorite new character on this podcast.
They took Untitled Goose Game to the next level.
They're the guards at the jail where Louise is. Yes.
They just call in just to do the ads. I like the merch sound that we do. That's my favorite one. I gotta get that sound to you guys. I really do. It's like,
oh, film Nova Scotia, eh?
Yes.
It's like a second.
It's a fine Canadian film.
You're dead, films.
You're all right, dead, I'm gonna
tell you. We're gonna R.I.P. get
Rutger Hauer, fantastic actor.
Oh, he's dead. Poor guy.
He died a few years ago.
Oh man, did he shoot himself with a shotgun?
No. He went to hobo with a shotgun. He wasn't the young. He's had a very long career.
Big bucket of wind.
I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Is that too loud for everybody?
No, I love it like this.
That's all right. Cool.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Just making sure.
It's a little loud, but that's okay.
The film is happy. Quite loud. Just turn your volume down on your PC.
I should be fine like that.
I hate Tarantino-esque films. I just fucking can't do it.
Is it all talking?
No, because I love Kevin Smith films. I just don't like how pretentious Quentin Tarantino is.
I mean, that's fair.
This movie knows exactly what it is.
It does. I haven't seen. I know that Eli Roth actually finally made the Thanksgiving movie from the trailer, but I haven't seen it yet.
Me neither.
And we also did a movie that was a trailer that became a movie, but we did the sequel earlier.
Machete.
Machete 2. And where's my
they
machete?
Made two of those pieces of shit? I didn't know they made two machetes.
I love Machete 1 and 2. They're stupid.
Their movies are great.
They're a lot of fun.
So he swims over there. Oh, I knew there was going to be fire in a barrel.
He just swam.
Meanwhile, in St. Louis.
Right? Bro, I'm telling you right now, that's how it is. I'm surprised somebody hasn't gotten shot yet in this movie. Wait, just wait. Just wait. Play shoot, everybody.
This is San Francisco.
It's New Angeles from last week's movie.
This is what happens after the LA Wars.
Yep. Hey, yo!
Yo! Yo! Let me make a movie with you, yo!
What was up with the bum fight back in the day?
Oh my god, bum fights was the tightest shit ever.
That was so fucked up! And the guy went on like Dr. Phil and took the piss out of him.
Did you? Oh my god, did you guys ever hear about the O.J. Simpson fucking wild now O.J. Simpson video for those like two out for TV?
It's like the same thing as
bum fights. He just goes around and you're like, does pranks. It's like Impractical Jokers, but with O.J. Simpson. And then...
That's a horrible. Did he just find a joint in the bin?
Yeah. Hey, it's Ricky.
But it's so fucking funny. Is it? It is Ricky. I need a cigarette. Come on, Smokes, let's go.
Smokes,
let's go.
Rob Wells is the one guy out of the three that will just randomly show up in random movies.
Yeah.
He's actually really good in a movie called Would You Rather.
Yes, I was just about to bring that up.
Yeah, that movie's so fire.
Nice.
Oh, my fucking hands! You piece of shit!
Oh, it was a normal cigarette. Bum, bum, bum!
Is this the plague?
He stole Ninja Terminator 2 in his suit.
That is his outfit! He's trying to take his turf, man.
I should tell Graham about a white suit.
Oh, he would look adorable in a little white
suit. Look at these Chads!
It's Chad and Brad and Chadley and Bradley. How dare you hate Christmas, motherfucker?
Hey, it's Dave Chad at Last Four. Those are my bros.
What's up, bro?
Hey, Chad. Did you buy this movie because you thought it was time?
Look at this shit. He's gonna get headfirst dunked into the sewer. And he's gonna be like, no, I can't do it in the rap. Oh!
Machete. That's not the glory hole you
That's not
be
cool,
in.
Bro.
He would have been dead. That would have broke his neck.
This movie's way too intense for me. I'm gonna go back and watch the Gang Gags.
Yeah.
See you, bro. Uh-oh.
I've heard Actual Slots 9 is Chad's next purchase.
Yeah.
He's gonna run over his ass.
Fucking hell!
Damn. That's not Drake. Doesn't Drake rap?
Where's his wheelchair? This isn't Degrassi.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking Jimmy. What the fuck, bro? Isn't the reason why he was in the wheelchair is because he got shot by the school shooter? Yeah. God damn it. School shooter episodes of Degrassi. I love Degrassi so much.
I used to watch that in the 90s. I don't think I've watched it since, sadly.
Fucking Degrassi. Oh my god, dude.
This is what happens now, when you graduate Degrassi.
Fucking Jimmy. Jimmy from Degrassi is one of the most top paid musicians in the world.
No shit.
Yeah, he's Drake. You know Drake the rapper?
Isn't that Drake the rapper?
No.
Oh,
oh no. He Jesus Christ his ass.
This is going to escalate quickly.
Yeah.
This barbed wire match took a dark turn.
Yeah. Help his ass, old man.
GCW is really going overboard in this match.
Yeah, they got guns and shit now.
Fucking hell. Did somebody talk about wrestling promotion? It's me, Honky Cormack.
Yeah, Honky, I think you should be using the barbed wire in this match.
Yeah,
look,
Honky.
I think I'm going to base my next match on what's happening now. And I think Louise...
Oh! Decapitation!
Oh, look at that sexy
doing?
Blood lady.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
That's a scary sexy Andy.
She's really on her period.
We got to hire her for the wrestling promotion. That's hot. Can you feed your legs now?
Nah, he just fell down in the sewer and the alligators are going to eat his ass now.
I'm going to book those sewer alligators as well in my wrestling promotion, and I might wear this man's suit that he stole off Ninja Terminator 2 with.
That's so tight. He's just a fucking hood ornament now.
Don't forget to wash your dicks.
Does he still have that shotgun? Where are his cans? I would be more pissed about the cans, old man.
Don't forget to wash your dicks. That's your new catchphrase, right, Honky?
Yeah. We don't forget to wash our dicks because we're very good wrestling promoters and we don't like to smell.
Dude, okay. Dick washing?
Yeah.
Good call.
We're hygienic in my wrestling.
A dirty dick washer.
We don't allow dirty dicks with dick cheese in our wrestling promotion. That's why we kicked out our Ryback.
No Steve Blackman and Noel Snow. No dick cheese.
They were kicked out as well. Everybody didn't want head that wasn't washed. I'm about to have to go now because I got to book this hobo and get him a shotgun.
Yeah.
Fucking hell, Honky Cornette is one weird wrestling promoter.
Yes. That's not the head we want.
I think we
can go. I'm about to fall out of my fucking chair over here. Like, God.
My stomach is hurting from laughing, and we're like, 10 minutes. Oh, look, he retrieved his bottles and cans.
Yeah, he's like, need money for 5-year-old son who lost his leg. That's such a fucking really sad story. Oh,
bullshit.
So, you know how many homeless people I see out in on the streets? Oh, and they're like, they don't even have signs.
Yeah.
Like, go get a box.
It's Melbourne is notoriously bad for like a lot of homeless.
Ugh.
And you feel bad. Like, no one should be in that situation.
No, not at all. But
I'm tired too, mate. I'm tired too.
Me too.
Dude,
but yeah, you don't. You might see a little sign or something.
Yeah, I'm tired.
Dude, I need money for a lawnmower. I don't need to mow lawn, but, you know, he could hire the lawnmower man.
Ha!
And if you like Stephen King references, check out the King Zone podcast that I co-host every month.
Hell yeah.
I'll go shit.
I mean, go get that. All right, here's what you do, hobo. Go get that shotgun you got in that trailer and fucking go rob a bank. Or, like, go rob those kids that have all that money.
Well, that was just mean.
I mean, he had to throw up.
Yeah, this is definitely a leftover gang from the LA Wars.
Yeah.
With the LA Wars from Death Wish?
No, that was our theme from the entire season.
We watched the movie, Batch picked LA Wars, and then his computer died, kept dying, and didn't get to watch much of it.
No.
But it became the theme for the whole season. Is that guy's name Slick? Fucking hell.
Probably.
Yo, I'm Schlick.
Yo, what up? Let's go to Drake's and get some cake.
Cake at Drake's? Oh my god, the Mohawk gang are back from Double Dragon.
Yeah. Oh, that's Jesus. How we linked it to the last film. Oh.
Yeah, he's dead.
This is the Mohawk gang from last movie, Double Dragon.
This isn't how you play... bumper cars. I love the music in this movie. It just fucking goes hard.
Makes me want to stab somebody.
I just want to beat the shit out of some motherfucker.
I just want to murder.
Jesus.
Oh. Lost an eye.
Had one day left till retirement.
So did my toe.
Is that what happened to your foot, Colin?
Yeah, my foot got broken because I had one last day of retirement.
Hi, Freddy. Do you like hobos with shotguns?
Mersh, where are you at? Freddy's around.
Baby, go to your bed. I gotta watch the movie. Go to your bed, sweetie. Go on. Go to your bed. Oh, look, they're playing Double Dragon in this universe.
What are you playing? I forgot. Sick. I spent all my money at the arcade.
You owe me money. You're
me. That's a fucking nerd right there.
Where's me? He's hiding from you, bro.
I want to be me. Beep, not here.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
bro,
baby,
it's okay.
Craven.
Yeah, dude. Well, you know what? I'll let you stab me one time if it makes you feel better. Just
it's
one
not
time.
The same.
I know.
Beeps are so stabbable.
He really is. It's the bad joke, isn't it?
No, he heals immediately. It's like he keeps just doing it over and over.
Yeah, it's fun to stab people. I'll tell you that. These guys are having fun not stabbing people, but I'm sure they will.
This is almost like what you did to Bede the other week.
You know that?
It was sweet. This movie's giving me lots of ideas of what to do to Bede.
Oh, this is like your new favorite movie, Baby Craven. Beads.
I got to study this movie.
Yeah. Look at all that cocaine.
I told you, cake. It's cake.
Oh, Baby Craven, don't do cocaine. Not until you're older.
Dude, he's got a mask of coke.
Oh, look at this bird gave me a gun.
Oh.
Whoa, the hobo.
Baby Craven, you shot out my window.
You know that you're fucked up. You know you're fucked up when you wear sunglasses inside.
Baby Craven, go play with the gun outside. You know how I can tell I'm making you wet? Nothing bad's gonna happen.
No, you go play with the geese and their guns. You can do target practice.
That dude is so high right now.
The geese are teaching Baby Craven to scoot, shoot.
It's like Duck Hunt. Except the other way around, I guess.
With the dog.
One of the geese has like a cigarette dangling out of its beak.
One of the geese might actually be from the Bronson Brothers.
It's got a mustache.
Charles Bronson Goose. Fucking hell. I'm dying. I'm okay. My stomach hurts.
We need to remember that. We need to remember that for later.
Slick, what up, Slick?
Yo, I'm Slick. Chad.
Yo, let me slick and slide into that pussy.
How is that not a line in this movie?
Right? He's like, I'm a cuck. He's cucking right now.
Well, he's gonna cuck to the hobo pretty soon.
Well, the hobo's cucking. He's watching him fuck.
Oh, he is, whoa. Yeah. What the?
Oh, shit. That guy looks way too happy. That's your ride, bitch.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
here we go.
The Drake or die.
See, he's going to stab him.
That's not a knife, mate.
You gotta take that dick. So you can give it to her while she's finger banging you in her. That's tight. She's gonna Mother Teresa's gonna finger bang that old man.
It's very questionable, Mother Teresa, so I'm not gonna
It's very questionable.
I won't say nothing.
No, he's gonna put it in your pussy.
He might have put a cock ring on his dick and then done
that. He's gonna put a finger inside of her. The hobo ruined it.
He's gonna finger bang her instead.
Yeah.
The hobo. I think, ad.
1719, people. We have a long looking ad.
Oh.
Whoa!
Baby Craven!
Bloody
the
hell.
The fucking hobo ruined that for those two. He didn't need to. Like, he was just putting her in the car so they could go somewhere more secure and not in that thing. You don't want to be caught sucking dick in an alleyway.
Yeah.
All right? Especially at a club that big. There's a lot of people out there. They'll be like, what are you doing sucking dick in this alleyway? This is where motherfuckers throw trash in dumpsters.
Fucking hell, Colin.
I'm telling you, right? That's why he was taking her to the car. The hobo fucked up that. All right.
But to be fair, 75 bucks is 75 bucks.
Yeah, but the hobo fucked that up. And she should be more mad about that. She should be more mad that took food out of her child's mouth because the hobo came out and tried to be like, oh, I'll protect you. What do you think? He's going to put a ring on your finger?
17, 18, 12, 17, 21. There we go.
He was going to go and give that girl $75 to suck his dick. And fucking so she could pick McDonald's up on the way home for her kid. That's what was up. The hobo fucked that up.
Colin, you have backstories for like characters. It's so fucking insane.
I mean, this fucking hobo needs to get his shotgun ready. Because these... Dude, Slick is going to come after this old man. Good call going to the jail.
Good call.
Yeah, he's a drunk tank.
That's right. Hobo shotgun man. I can't do the accents.
I'm drunk, officer. I need you to put me in a
I'm just gonna get ready custody. I'll be back in a sec.
I need you to put me in protective custody. And you wanna know why? Because these rapscallions Slick is gonna come and fuck me up. Yeah, they do. Look, if I'm being honest, I can't argue.
argue with anything you say.
Crime and Freddy. Embarrassment.
I've been suspecting. I'm just here to get my pension.
Yeah, I'm old. I just need this money. I need this job.
Yeah, where's my welfare? Giving that maniac a free
rein. Yeah, isn't this America? The hobo should be at least getting some welfare.
Yeah, but it's America, so he would maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know. I've never actually looked into that. Like, could homeless people get welfare and get some money to be like, I could get a place to rent, or it might be a shitty ass place to rent, but it's not a cardboard box behind a dumpster.
Well, that's the idea between what they're trying to pass here is the guaranteed income, universal basic income. So yeah. You get like $1,400 a month. Everyone gets $1,400 a month. So that's enough to hopefully get your rent.
Yeah. Fucking slick.
I need to get that for the soundboard. Welcome to Fucktown.
A lot of quotes from this movie can go on the soundboard.
If they give you a universal paycheck, do you have the option to also go and work and still get that money?
Yes, you would get both.
What's the problem, and why haven't they passed that in Canada? That sounds so Canadian.
Liberals versus conservatives.
Yours is reversed, right?
Yeah, liberals are the Democrats, conservatives are the Republicans.
Yeah, same. It's like what it is here. Yeah. Like, the liberals here are like the Republicans in America.
Triple H just threw that dude off of a fucking rooftop.
He won the dumpster match.
Hell yeah.
Garbage day.
Garbage day. No, that's just where he lives, motherfucker. This is my house. Yeah.
You just sent me home.
Yeah, thanks, bro. Yeah, you just put me to bed on top of all these comfortable-ass bags.
I'm comfy. I ain't getting up.
Yeah.
He looked more cozy than his other, where he was before. There was actually some padding there.
Yeah, that's sleeping on concrete.
Ew.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, you don't have to cut it off, bro. Just rub your dick on her titties.
Unless he's Kurt into that Angle. Sort of thing. Perk Angle.
Perk Angle's fucking trying to pick up hookers and shit, rubbing his dick on bitches' titties, cutting it off.
You don't need to, Kurt.
Come on,
that reminds me of WB 2K24. Craven has been made. We're going to start making our characters on 2K24 and uploading them.
That's it.
One of the signs, because you can make your own signs this year.
Yes.
Someone made, grab his dick and twist.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, we also, Trash Paint a Podcast is soon to be an episode once we get it. We made a Trash Paint. Oh, God, that sucks. Trash Paint a Podcast, Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, that's funny.
It's all of our, we have a Trash Paint a Podcast like pack that is just all the shit that we say on Trash Panda and all of our inside jokes.
We need that for this show.
Yeah. No, we're going to play it like multiple times. So I might just be like, hey, we'll figure it out and get it online. That'd be so
fun. That sounds sick. Just one card just needs to say listen.
Oh, yeah. No, there is one that just says listen.
Listen.
Oh, fuck.
Wait, she actually has a house to live in or an apartment or something? I don't really have
anything worth remembering. Well, this is that means she has daddy issues.
I mean,
she's hanging out with a hobo.
And she's got fixing some daddy him up with Jim Beam or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's alcohol, I suppose.
He's thirsty.
He's thirsty.
It's
thirst trap.
Bourbon. It's bourbon. American bourbon.
American bourbon.
American bourbon
in my thirst trap in my whole bowl life.
Listen,
so did both of you pop 4D when you saw the Beetlejuice trailer today?
Like yes, I did. I didn't watch that cool shit, actually.
No. Oh, that's so good. Can't wait.
I didn't really like the first one that much, to be honest with you.
It's a classic.
It's fine. I don't care. Tim Burton, fuck Tim Burton. Yeah, but like earlier Tim Burton was a lot better than like modern Tim Burton. So I'm hoping he goes back to early Tim Burton with this. Like what made it
special. Isn't he doing another like Alice in Wonderland or something like that too?
I hope not. See, those I didn't like.
Like a Through the Looking Glass or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Mersh. Oh, we are baked. We got to eat some of that sandwich we got earlier.
Yes.
I was so stoned earlier before recording, I accidentally ordered two subs from Subway.
Listen, I got lunch today, and I was like, fuck it, I have to do Tubi, and I'm probably going to order food anyway, so I just ordered two sandwiches, and I have one. I didn't even eat the rest of the first one. I have the first one still. It's like I've been really bad on pepperoni on garlic bread, and I'm like, oh my god.
This place is so good. Yeah, blood on her classy sheets, bro.
She already did. Oh, nice. That's a tight-ass sweatshirt. If I was staying at a chick's house and she gave me that to wear, I'd be like,
doesn't smell like shit and cigarettes.
Yeah.
And piss.
And I'm homeless. Let's go. Yeah. It doesn't smell like piss. Like I've been sleeping in trash for months.
And you get a cool like bear sweater.
Yeah.
This is a good day for him. He's got a warm bed.
Yeah. He's
got a bear sweater.
Yeah. She gave him bourbon. She gave him alcohol.
Yeah, but best thing he's had 6 months.
Yeah, she disinfected his wounds.
Yeah, she fixed him up. Like she's gonna be like, all right, I need $50, old man.
You didn't even touch my dick. He can't afford it, unfortunately.
She should just give him a freebie. He's old.
Oh.
Hey, baby Mersh, are you touching my notebook? Because I don't need you to do that right now because I need that notebook. It's got important notes in that.
It just says,
but what you can do, what you can do is come over here and sit in my lap and watch Hobo with a Shotgun and be a nice little purr box. Or are you going to be fucking most important thing ever and try to get on this podcast? I'm trying to watch Hobo with a Shotgun. You totally can come over here and watch.
He's already going to sleep.
Yeah, she's lullabying his ass. She gave him a perky or something. Bless you.
Little perky, perky.
Yeah, she crushed the perky in that bottle. She just poured liquid heroin into the fucking whiskey bottle.
Oh, here we go.
Just liquid codeine, just straight into. He's like, "Ooh, this got a nice little cherry taste."
Oh, he's got a new pep in his step now.
Because he's on Vicodin, he had a fucking. He's healthy right now. Like he feels good. Like, I told you, popping perkies and Vicodin. Hi, baby, you want to lay down? Do not get on the desk.
They're kidnapping children out here.
Fucking pedophiles, I swear to God.
I mean, that's the point. This movie is supposed to be like the bad guys are like the most despicable people, so.
Yeah, it's like fucking Death Wish, but with a homeless man.
So, typical 2024.
Yeah, pretty much. This is what it's like to walk the streets these days. We can't afford, like, our grocery shopping every week.
Ooh, fuck.
Who is this motherfucker?
The bum fights guy.
Oh, right, yeah. That escalated quickly.
He's like, here's $10, bro. He He's like, yes, I can get perkies.
Go on. On you go. Oh,
that's no. What the homeless do out here in St. Louis. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make fun of the homeless.
No, we're not. We are not a serious podcast right now.
No, ever. I'm not fucking... Yeah.
$20 for... to eat glass? Fuck off!
I mean...
What a fucking wanker.
Not all that glass. Just eat a piece of glass. Just a tiny piece. That's all you gotta do. Don't
fucking mash that glass.
Don't eat them like chips. No! I saw that wrestler put fucking thumbtacks in that other wrestler's mouth last night. And yeah. I was like, oh my God! Didn't even bleed out of her mouth. I'm like, what the fuck? Come on.
Pop 4D for the street fight between Adam Copeland and the Christian.
Oh my God. That was
insane.
Most Canadian street fight ever.
It really was. It really was.
It had hockey. It had tables.
Yeah. It had lots of dick kicking.
It had MILFs. Like,
it had handcuffs. Perfect.
Yeah.
I had Batman's mom.
Oh shit. I told you she was going to give that old man some fucking finger love, but. Oh.
Is she obsessed with bears?
She might be. Mersh, I'm not having a very good evening. Can we please on the fucking desk?
That's actually where Chad gets his porn from.
Yeah, Pawn and Dawn.
Pawn till dawn.
I just got my laundry done. I just got my laundry done at a laundromat called Duds and Suds.
Duds and Suds.
You used to be able to drink in there. Like, they used to serve you beer.
Oh,
like,
really?
You'd be in there doing the laundry, and there was cheap-ass beer. Like, it wasn't, like, anything special, but that would get you drunk while you were doing your laundry.
I mean,
and then,
yeah.
Like, how the fuck are you supposed to drive home? Like... I remember so many times I would go there and I would just be like, oh shit, let's get some Duds and Suds. Go fucking do my laundry and drink a bunch of beer for like $3. Yeah, okay. God, being an alcoholic was fun.
What's it though?
You know it's even more fun? Being sober.
Being sober is wonderful.
It is. Merch,
oh, what
baby,
I could do with
down.
This lawnmower.
Oh, hell
he really
yeah.
wants to be the lawnmower man.
He can make so much money and kill so many of those kids.
He can just like kill everyone with that lawnmower.
Get out of my water, you crazy man.
Ah, Jesus Christ, that scared me.
Of course.
This is what happened to the megaphone guys when we took away their megaphones that they couldn't be on the show anymore.
Of course.
Yes.
They that baby has so much blood on her.
They didn't like the megaphones being crushed in the wood chipper.
Dude, the witch is about to blow that baby with piercings away.
Bloody hell, they like come in with machetes and shit. Where's machete?
Wow, kill the baby? Get out of here. Don't kill babies.
No,
kill the babies is wrong.
Yeah,
don't do crime.
We're not
crime is
kill
bad.
Baby. We don't kill babies. And please, don't kill babies. That's like some Albert Fish shit. Like, I don't deal with that very,
ugh,
very
don't
well.
About
like,
gross. No. Come on, get your lawnmower. Mate, I would not have had the patience that the hobos had for these fucking people.
Yeah. $50.
$50? Damn. Didn't he just get $50 from that girl? And she was like, hey, you need to go pick up some perkies.
It was his perk money.
I gave you my last perk.
Oh, he's got his shotgun. Oh. Rejoice.
Yeah. How did he
said
load?
The thing.
Was it loaded already?
Yeah.
Strangely, yes.
Oh, shit.
Strangely, yes. They just knocked over all of Chad's VHS porn. He's going to be pissed.
Yes.
Ooh, he's fucked up.
That was vintage.
That was the vintage good shit.
Hey, Mersh, I love you, but please do not drink my water, okay?
Mersh, be a good girl.
Yes, please. I'll smoke you up later. Can't do it on YouTube.
He's gonna clean this city. You know what would have been an even better plot twist in this movie? If he went on this rampage to save the youth center.
Yes.
Can't.
We haven't had one of those movies in a while.
Fuck it. Drink some water, Mersh. I'll just drink after you.
Oh, fuck. His face. Oh, fuck. You said it, man. See, this is why you don't fuck with the hobo. You blow his head off.
What the fuck, Mersh? I'm just over here laughing at Mersh drinking from my big-ass cup of water. Like, her whole head is in the cup. And she's, like, drinking this water.
Eat the
water,
tape,
like,
motherfucker!
Yeah.
Oh, what? What? Don't! Yeah, just tell him to get rid of the tape. You don't have to kill him.
Dude, he should kill everyone in this movie. They're fucking horrible.
Yeah, fuck him. Good?
You good, Mersh? You good? So, Daddy, you ain't mad at me. Give me a kiss. She got her rabies shot, so she's
it's my shotgun, motherfucker.
Right. Get out of here, whores.
You're fucked.
Hate crime. Hate crime.
I'm not saying a word. What the
dude, that's,
fuck is this?
Yeah.
That's not how cocaine works.
Yeah, that yeah.
The fuck are you wasting your cocaine for, dumbass?
I want to be a werewolf that does cocaine in OnlyFangs.
Oh my god.
Batman. Batman
cocaine,
with a shotgun.
Cocaine werewolf. That's the new cocaine movie.
Is that the hobo?
Yes.
Why is he, like, doing that?
Because he's Batman.
Hallelujah. Okay, but he's only got a two-shot... shotgun. What if somebody else had a fucking
you
gun?
Just redo it. Well, apparently no one has guns.
Oh, the geese like that scene.
Whoa.
The geese
Santa
love
Claus.
This movie.
The geese like when anybody gets shot with a shotgun.
And that's what I think should happen to all children.
But he's shooting these people in front of kids.
Yeah, but that guy was like being perverts in front of kids.
Don't steal newspapers.
Yeah,
he's a Canadian guy.
Was it? What if those newspapers were free? All right, he did that for no reason.
Oh shit, he's getting Drake angry.
Yeah, Drake, go do a fucking mixtape real quick, bro. It's cool. It's cool, bro. It's cool.
Is this the Last Supper? Fucking hell. What happened to you? School bully get your lunch money? I don't yes, he did. Look slick, don't make me mad. Tell me. Yeah, slick, hair.
Alright. I told you, he's fucked up all the time with those sunglasses inside. All of them are. They're like, we're from the 80s. Put your head on. Get.
We're degreased hair gang.
Here, Mersh. Here. I know this is what you
see,
want.
This movie actually perfectly ties into last week's movie because of all the gangs and the post-apocalyptic LA Wars landscape.
this is where all the really fucked up gangs are. Those were the pussy gangs in Double Dragon.
This
Drake gang is...
These gangs are like fucked. They're on all the perkies, obviously.
We should point out that in the background is a guy being hung upside down, being beaten by three topless women with aluminum baseball bats.
Fuck.
They're the henchwoman sexianis.
Yes.
Are you gonna do that, Slick? Because I don't think so. You're a bit shit.
You're the grizzling shit, Slick.
Slick, you're fucking idiot, Slick. I feel like this is a best supporting actor nominee for the performance of Drake. Surely. No one's gonna remember Slick. He's a fucking loser. You need to figure that out for yourself. But I can give you one sweet. Can you though?
Can you?
Can you? Life gives you razor blades. Make a baseball bat with razor blades.
Hey, it's Spike.
It's Spike. It's the new weapon they introduced on GCW.
That's gonna be dope in 2K24.
I did get a mannequin arm as a weapon on that game.
Yes. Yeah, Doink the Clown pulls that out.
Yes. Doink the Clown fought the nerd. Disco Inferno, but not the shitty wrestler. Look at those boom boxes.
This is fucked up.
Hey, I asked you a question. You kids like school.
That's a very shitty, whatever that is, flamethrower.
And bicycles? And hobos! I hate hobos.
What did those kids do? Slick and his gangs are more over the top than a group of Stephen King bullies.
You just missed a call. Colin missed it.
Oh, shit. I forgot Colin some cake.
Colin missed the Disco Inferno in the school bus.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
Craven's not even that evil.
No. Talk about escalating quickly.
Well, he's kind of that evil, but...
Well, look, Canadianness with killing by
Rage Against the Machine.
You just missed that they torched an entire bus full of little kids with flamethrowers.
Yes,
while playing the song Disco Inferno.
No way, were they really playing that song?
They had two boomboxes. Did they just have a burnt body with them? Fucking hell.
Yes.
Freddy, I know you.
Do you think Marvel sued the shit out of them for having that four in the background?
I didn't even notice till you said it.
It's News Channel 4.
It's the Fantastic Four News Channel in this post-apocalyptic world.
Yup.
We gotta save the sexy Arnies from Drake.
Yes, we do. We need to get them back to Kraven where he actually takes care of them. I never thought I'd say that.
Yeah, I know. They were much better treated under Kraven. That is a fact.
He actually paid them. Not much, but...
Not much, but they got money. Freddy, what do you want, Boo? Ugh. I have cables everywhere, sweetie. I can't pick you up. Oh, ad.
Ad.
4219.
Oh.
Oh.
That's a buffalo.
Oh yeah, how is the Broadway musical coming along with all the animals?
Oh, we should ask Kraven that.
Oh, we'll have to get Kraven on again.
What? I'm busy. I got this musical's not working. And Kiki the Alligator ain't one of the producers.
Oh! It wasn't any executive producer, was it?
No.
What are you talking
about? He's still donating to OnlyFans.
Oh, well, that's all right, then. That's all right, then. So it's not coming along too well, then, is it, Kraven?
No, I may have to pull the plug, but in other news, I get to be the new James Bond. Did you hear? Kick-Ass is playing me, and he may be James Bond, so that means I'm James Bond.
Well, I think just automatically, any association would make you James Bond, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get a suit, and I'm going to drink martinis, and I'm going to get some new sexy undies, like a lot of vagina. And lactose.
And pussy galore.
Pussy galore.
Pussy galore.
And Big Tits McGee.
Oh, she's the best Bond girl.
Well, I look forward to the Craven Bond girls.
Oh.
Actually, what you should do, Craven, you should recruit Drake's girls from this movie to be the Craven Bond girls.
This movie makes me nervous because I don't have a good history with shotguns. That's a comic book joke.
I mean, bloody hell, this is brutal.
Oh, this.
This is more spirited than the new Craven.
This is more brutal than the Red Wedding. Ha 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 ha! Good times, good times.
I mean, we all know it was really sensitive Victor Crowley who did the murder.
I did nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. And the trial of Louise, she tried to kill me. She admitted it on the audio tape.
I heard it.
I mean, we can't. So that trial,
when is the trial coming up?
At some point, I think. In the coming...
I am going to look dope in court. I'm going to have leopard print suits. They're going to be all shiny. I'm going to be like, that's gonna be fire. Sick.
That sounds good.
I can't wait to get a suit for this trial.
Yes, coming soon to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, The Trial of Louise.
Yeah, join our Patreon so I can buy a new suit.
Yes. Will it be as epic as The Trial of the Incredible Hulk? We will see. No.
That's the movie we should watch.
I think we should because it is on Tubi. I mean, this movie too with a lot of sad Hulk music.
Kirk Angle.
Fucking hell!
I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm going to tell that to Carrie. I'm gonna be like, I love the smell of your ass.
I love the smell of your asshole. Gross.
This is not how Officer Cornwood would act.
This is not how policing works.
That's, you get dapped for that.
He got a promotion.
It's America. Of course this is how police people work.
Look, I didn't want to say it.
Not in Liberty City.
This is like an episode of that GTA thingy.
Yeah. This is the darkest episode. I'm going to get you hooked on it, Marcy. I've almost got Colin hooked. I'm going to get you hooked on it.
I will, but don't worry. I need more soap opera in my life.
It is total soap opera.
Oh, my God. It's so fucking funny.
It's like watching an episode of Cops.
Yeah. Every time he sends me a link, I watch it. I'm just like, this is fucking hilarious.
I just can't believe, like, how intricate the whole thing is. It's mad. Oh, it is.
And it's like a butterfly effect. Something will happen in someone else's stream, and 3 days later, there's a gang war because of it.
Yeah. So funny.
That's fucking so funny. It's just a fuck tube.
Oh.
A fuck tube.
Hashtag fuck tube.
Hashtag fuck tube. Let's we're starting that promo fight. Yeah, shoot him, motherfucker. Freddy, I know you love violence, mate. But you gotta leave me alone when I podcast. Come on.
I'm hungry.
I'm really hungry. I might cook some of those intestines up. Let me walk
you home. I'm going to get the sandwich. I'll be right back.
One of your two Subways. So, Colin, what do you think of this movie so far? We are over halfway through.
It's fucking great.
Do you love this movie? Are you happy where your friends who show you movies like this?
Yes.
All right, Freddy.
It's basically just one of my favorite movies, Death Wish, just with a hobo, and he just shoots everybody. He's trying to kill this whole gang of fucking people.
It's like Death Wish on steroids.
And he feels like he has to protect that girl for some reason.
Although, Death Wish 4 comes on Tubi, I want to pick that one, because
I think Death Wish is in America, like American Tubi.
I did Death Wish 3 once for the show. Actually, we need to bring back a Robert Bronzy film, so we get sort of Bronson. Hi, Fred. Yes, buddy.
hurry, hurry. We're about to get fucked up. We're about to get fucked up. Get all the cans you possibly can. We can get a bus out of here.
How does this kid get an allowance in this universe? Okay, come on. Ew.
Oh.
You know, they could feed the homeless by cooking up all that meat.
All the dead people?
Why not? It's just human flesh.
I mean, are they in a crisis where they don't have enough food?
I'm just saying, it's a possibility.
Oh no, the rich kid found the hobo.
Remember payphones?
Yep.
Remember. Look, I'm not saying I'm a cannibal, but I understand Hannibal Lecter. I just wanted to buy a lawnmower. He just wanted to be the lawnmower man.
Yep.
Do you know what the best lawnmower scene in a movie is?
Isn't that I Shrunk the Kids?
No.
Maximum Overdrive?
No.
What?
What?
Brain Dead, aka Dead Alive, where he kills like everybody with the fucking lawnmower. And they use like thousands of fucking liters or gallons of like fake blood. It's the best.
Actually, the best one I've seen is in Leprechaun 2, where the leprechaun tricks the girl's like date or like friend that like took her home and like pretends like this girl's like showing her titties, and he's like, oh my god, titties. But the titties turned out to be lawnmower motors, like two lawnmower motors, and it's fucking just, I love those movies so much.
Why is he on hockey skates?
He's high. What do you think? He's all fucked up.
Are they just trying to be extra sunglasses. Canadian with the hockey skates?
Yeah, they have to.
How's the subway, Batch? You just shot a fucking
cop. Everybody wants to kill. Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, nom, nom. Oh, he's even got a lawn mowing sign. That's precious.
I mean, he kind of fucked that up. So.
Oh, he's got coins in his sock. Don't worry about the money. We'll hop on the train, we'll get a job somewhere, and we'll start saving up. Well, you got to get out of the post-apocalyptic LA Wars area. Yeah, Trevor Light. Right. Fuck TV. As if you guys get any kind of TV in this town.
They get their locals.
They literally just need the shotgun and some shells.
There's a TV behind the hobo. Get the nice TV.
She smashed it. It was a shit TV, though.
But that nice one behind the hobo.
What the fuck is he wearing those for?
That's going to be really hot. Skate rape? Oh, my God.
Don't hashtag that.
Skate cuddling. Some skate struggle cuddling.
Yeah, he wants a... Yeah. I can't even say it. Fucking hell, like,
yeah,
is this the most killable motherfucker in a movie ever? Like, I want to tear him limb from limb in this movie.
I mean, this guy's gonna get his hand sliced because of the fucking hobo. Oh, of course,
yeah, glass
she does.
Is fake.
Oh,
damn, she jokered his ass.
Hell yeah. I think this How is Colin's this favorite line? Movie now.
Colin, now he's all fucked up. He's like, let me get a line of coke real quick.
Jesus Christ, you're not Andrew Tate.
Stabbing his ass with skates. No. He's skate rape, skate struggle cuddling the shit out of that hobo.
Jesus. Blow his fucking face off. Jesus.
Yes, come on, hurry up. Oh no, what is he gonna saw off?
The fuck line was that? I'm gonna saw this blood off with your blood.
He's got a hacksaw.
Yeah.
He saw too many times.
She's dead! They killed her!
No.
I think this turns him on. I'm a bit disturbed.
Oh, man, he's stabbed. You smell burnt toast? Am I having a stroke?
I think this is my favorite, like, death scene in a movie ever.
Oh, poor kid.
She's not dead yet.
She should be dead. What is going on?
He's really bad at using a saw.
Do you know me?
Do you?
What? How is he not dead?
Oh no, my wanking hand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay.
Guess what?
Bro! I just really wish that toaster thing killed him, because that was fucking hilarious.
And teach you some respect. All right, man, you win. You win. Just tell me what you want. All right, my dad owns this fucking
town. Why are these... Are they reading the script from the subtitles?
She's dying. Hurry up.
No, she didn't kill already. Yeah!
Oh!
She's dead. She lost way too much blood already.
I mean, you can repair. Like, if you get to a hospital, like, a lot of things can be repaired.
My whole body hurts, Dad. Everywhere.
Dad, they call me Dickless Slick now.
Tell me where you are, I'll come and get you.
His dick had one day left till retirement.
I'm dying. Sick boy. You're tough. I'm so proud of you.
How would you be proud of him? He's the worst child you could have had. And you burnt a school bus of children.
Hey, Dad. You were a pretty rad father.
Are you sure, though, dude?
Slick? Slick!
I would say he's burning in hell for his crimes.
Yes. He has to go, now he has to move to St. Louis.
Yes. Hey, fix this up! Like, come on. Motherfucker can just do what he wants with a shotgun. Bloody hell.
It's pouring alcohol.
She's like duct taped her neck. God. I mean, whatever works, right?
And now the coolest killers of this movie. The Plague.
Let's go. Freddy, I know you love this movie, buddy. But I can't have you on my lap all the time, sweetie. Why?
They need to make a movie just about the Plague, these guys.
Yes. Ugh. Stay there, stay. Business, you could say, is about to pick up.
These guys are permanently at fuck this shit o'clock.
This movie is at fuck this shit o'clock. Oh, you're hesitating to do anything.
Give her perkies. Give her perkies.
They don't know she's a whore. Don't judge her.
Yeah.
How is she not dead? She's dead. Stop, doctor. She's dead.
It's a very shit hospital in this very shit town. And they're going to charge her $500,000 for that treatment. Yeah.
What happens when you don't have health insurance?
That's right. They're going to let her die.
This is the gang from Nicolas Cage's Mandy. Even got the neon lighting.
I watched that the other day.
That movie, like, I watched it, like, drunk and high off my fucking tits, and I don't think I could watch it, like, any other way. Excellent movie.
She's never going to be able to talk ever again. Like, what the fuck?
It was here. It wasn't there. That's her voice box. He is not your voice box. That guy was not good at decapitating people.
I wanted to give you some flowers up here because I have no money. He should have stole all that money from those kids. What the fuck is wrong with him?
Maybe they didn't have money. Or at least he could have stolen
them. They were rich as shit.
Where are you going?
Suppose.
Have to go back to work.
Please don't.
Well, whose lawns are you going to mow when you've killed most of the town?
He's got to get back to mowing lawns. He just got to go to a different town.
That's all they need. They just needed to get out of this town.
You know I'm not really a school teacher, right?
I mean, they probably can. I mean, she recovered pretty fucking quick.
I mean, they actually washed all the blood off her. I'm surprised they did that.
Right? He's homeless.
Yeah, but he has a shotgun, so he's all good. Like, he can just walk that thing into the hospital, whatever.
Right? Yeah, he still has it. They didn't confiscate that yet? The fuck? No. What the fuck is this movie?
I mean, all his problems are going to be solved with a shotgun, because all his problems are caused by wanker people.
That's right. But he's killed all of them.
Well, here we go.
Not these guys.
They're dragging Big Boss Man's dad with them. Oh, the Big Show's.
Now that's a reference.
Big Show's dad. Big Show's dad.
I fucking remember that, and it was so fucking. What the fuck?
What?
Fucking hell, that popped me like fuck.
I can see it. I can see it too.
I'm reliving He's it. He's gone. In my
that
head.
Joke. That joke killed his connection.
It did.
Oh, there he is.
The joke was too good.
Oh, he's gonna save all of these babies because they're all fatherless.
Well, let's just hope they don't go onto a school bus anytime soon.
I hope not. I really hope not.
I feel sorry for Bede that he was, like, so terrified of Baby Craven and the nerds that he just misses out on this fun episode.
Bede's gonna be, like, forever terrified of babies in general because of Baby Craven.
Yeah. Like, yes. If he saw all those babies at the hospital there, he would be freaking out. And think of how wonderful your future will be. I'm surprised these babies don't have knives because of what kind of movie this is.
He's like, listen, you're not my babies, but I'm going to tell you this. I'll fight for you.
It's like, don't grow up here. You got to go grow up somewhere else. But if you do it well, you could be the biggest drug dealer ever.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry. You're going to have that life. He's trying to tell these kids that they're not going to have that life, but they're going to have that life.
He's being honest with them.
Yeah. But they can't understand him because they're babies. And the sad thing is they're probably like crack babies. Don't let Eric Cartman near these babies because he will put them in that crack baby.
Oh my god, crack babies.
He said the thing.
Yeah.
He said the thing.
Title.
So that was my really fucked up South Park reference for this episode.
That's hilarious, though. Oh my god, so funny.
Oh, here we go. Here comes the plague.
Here we go.
The plague. It looks like fucking.
They're LARPing.
It looks like some shit either from Doctor Who or from.
Jesus.
Oh my god, they fucked that. Why are they killing the doctor? They need that doctor.
They're killing everybody.
I don't give a shit.
That's stupid.
I don't care.
It's a night of me.
You're taking this laughing way too far, man.
Fried up.
Magic missile. Magic missile.
Oh no, not this, doctor.
Whoa.
I bet you regret that a little bit, bitch. Oh shit, I'm sorry. I can't say bitches anymore.
Poor.
How did they make that into a noose so fast?
There's ropes on it or something. I don't know. It's very quick cutty a little bit. Yeah, they've got nooses.
No, no, not her. She's the nurse that I like. Oh, man.
Are they going to do that to the babies? Because that's messed up.
Nah, they didn't kill babies last time.
I mean, they did torture a school bus full of children in this movie.
Did they show it?
They did.
Yeah. I mean, that's one way to take people out, I suppose.
They're going to torch that whole delivery room.
Come on, hobo. You got this, buddy.
Just blow up the hospital.
Yeah, but the Joker's not there to do it. Freddy, chill, buddy. It's all right, mate.
I love how he never runs out of ammo with this shotgun, too.
And we never really see him reloading it that much, either. It is pretty much as like a 1970s style movie shotgun. You just don't have to reload it. Endless ammo. It's perfect.
Abby, come on.
Whoa. This has become Mandy.
I mean, that just happens when the plague comes. Yeah, you're not surviving. You're not going to kill a robot. You're also not gonna kill the Black Knight. You're not gonna kill Lord Zordon. Like, you're just gonna fucking... You're not gonna survive this, hobo, I'm sorry. And your little friend might, but... They're probably gonna sell her in sex slavery in this fucking L.A. Wars world.
Yeah.
And that's sad. That they would rather do that. They slit her throat with a fucking... Oh yeah, she's having fucking...
She's going to get that shotgun. She has to get the
shotgun. I can't believe they...
This is, these guys are this universe's, Robocop.
Kill them! Oh, what am I bitching about? I have a whole nother sandwich in the fridge.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry. I'm getting hungry for justice!
Me too.
I'm glad that was Hope Town, because this is so full of hope.
Hope to not get fucking murdered by robots.
What's with the fucking tentacle monster?
Yeah.
It's, they were laughing their hentai a bit too seriously.
They're really going to give him a match. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah, smoking was cool.
I think that's the giant octopus thing from Voyage of the Rock Aliens.
Hell yeah.
How's that fucker still alive?
You guys fucking rock.
Lord Zordon.
Lord Zordon.
Oh, Zet, what is his name in Power Rangers? The dude who has... He looks like meat. He has no skin.
Lord Zed.
Yeah.
Lord Zed, there we go.
That's the one. It's been a while since I've watched some Power Rangers.
Yeah, me too.
Listen, you homeless piece of shit. I'm the only son.
Yeah, and you're the shittier one, too.
I run the fucking show! I'm gonna
Wait, Drake left? Why? He won. They're gonna make comic books out of my hate crimes. Hell yeah.
I can confirm they did not make comic books based on his hate crimes.
They did not.
But there should be a comic book about how he got electrocuted through the toaster on his hockey skate.
And survived. I mean, that's good. He's gonna, something's gonna blow up, and those doors are gonna protect his ass. She's like, we need to fucking reload.
Yes. Oops, she's gonna do it as a sawed-off shotgun.
Hell yeah.
Oh, she's gonna get the lawnmower. Can someone explain to me, like, if you saw off your shotgun, is it just to make it smaller?
Just like a wider spread of the bullets. Yeah. That's why they're technically illegal.
Yeah.
Okay. I actually never like bothered to like ask why people do that ever.
It's to blast, like if it's for, it's close range blasting.
Hmm. Who are all these fucking people?
No.
They all look like, what the? Some people go to bed to sleep on, where they can crawl under the covers and have a good night's rest. But other people, they don't got beds at all. Instead, they gotta find an alleyway or a park bench where some fucker's not gonna stab them. Just because they don't got beds doesn't mean they're homeless. Because guess what? They got the biggest home of any of them. Like, who are these people to fucking say shit about people being homeless? Fuck off.
Fuck you, lady! Show us your tits!
Yeah.
Yeah. You can almost smell how filthy this movie is.
Like, they're not taking showers.
No. I don't think there's running water in this town somehow.
There's gotta be something.
There's Drake.
Welcome back to the Drake Show! Hell yeah!
This is literally Double Dragon again!
Yeah. Jimmy's gonna come out in his wheelchair.
Play Hotline Bling!
Thanks, Greg. We have ever witnessed. Everybody, please, a round of applause for the team that made this possible. The play. Yes.
I think that's more like a tag team because there's two of them.
Yeah.
Can we make that on WWE 2K?
Yeah, probably. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's bring on the man of the hour,
the one responsible for the death of my favorite Big Show's dad?
My favorite son. Worthless, homeless, piece of shit.
Get your hands off me, demons. You're crushing my smarts. Yeah. Son. He knew he'd get him back in a few days. He didn't have to move, not for a single second. But I remember that thing from the beginning of the movie. So what's that mean? They're bringing him back. I know more about pain than the most
powerful being in the universe. Hell yeah.
Drake, the fuck you even going on about, bro?
How much more time do we have in this movie?
It's almost finished.
Oh, sick.
Like 10 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, I was going to roll another joint, but if it's almost over.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Oh, no, he's going to get the Ricky treatment.
Oh, no, the glory hole.
Not the glory hole. Someone sort of told them what a glory hole actually was.
I think they know. Damn, I got the hiccups.
Going to the glory hole, take my weekly pay.
I'd cut off their fucking heads. Oh, that's
Oh,
that would have cut off his head.
How's he gonna get out of this one?
She's gonna come with the shotgun and destroy everybody and
eventually evil will turn against evil. Mm. It will wipe itself out.
Mm. Interesting.
Leaving nothing but wreckage and fucked up memories.
Yeah. Got it. Okay.
You're doing a lot of talking here, Drake. I think that's a lot of time for something to be had going on.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
That's how Leprechaun killed that dude, but with tits.
Chop him to pieces. Do it! He's shit.
He's like, I don't give a shit.
Dad, I'm the only son you have left. Quit fucking around.
Sorry, boy, but you just never had that much potential.
Yeah, he's really shit, mate.
Drake laughs.
I'll stay just for Drake.
That's right. Fuck you, 21 Savage.
But you're not, dude. This is shit.
Drake's got an Amazon deal.
Yeah, he does.
Whoa.
Oh.
She's dead?
No, it's just escalating very quickly.
Yeah.
She's, ooh, welding. Ah.
Hell yeah, bye. Slice.
Not for long.
How do we know?
Lucky guess. You wanna be a star in a show?
Well, I'll make you shine. Hell yeah.
Bastard, I'd love to just shoot him, but my audience, they expect more. The audience are horrible.
give him a Samoa drop into the lawnmower. No! Back body drop.
I mean,
oh, not the hand.
Oh no!
Not the
she's
hand.
Fucking dead.
She's not the hand.
Poor girl. She's done for.
She's been through
Don't
a
give
lot
her
of
hand.
This movie.
Took her whole arm off.
Yeah.
Oh, still got him though.
Mm. You can just stab him with a phone.
How is she slicing him? Yeah, that's tight. That's how you use your newfound tools.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you gotta make what you got.
Pull my hair. My hair.
It turns him on. Just pull it.
Yeah. On.
I got one hand.
Ah!
Ah!
With her nubbin. Oh no, the priest. Oh, he's just getting a drink of water. He's fine.
He's
demon.
Good.
Lord Zed.
Oh. I'm setting fire to everything now.
You can't kill a robot with a shotgun.
Just watch him.
Now she must take his place in the plague.
Yeah, but she doesn't want to.
She's dead.
She's not going anywhere, buddy.
Head tilt.
He's like, all right.
Okay. Fair point.
Fair point. I must go. Just paced on the fuck out of there.
What, didn't they take her back to that hospital?
That hospital with all the dead people. Listen.
I'm just tired.
Listen, I'm missing half my arm.
Yeah, poor girl. She's not going to make it. He knows it. Mersh, she's about to die. Do you really have to be here? We're almost done.
I think Mersh is a fan of this movie.
She's just like, what's going on, guys? I need somebody to just pet me just for a second. Oh, he's not dead?
No, he's just crawling around on the floor at this point.
I got you now. Except for killing my son. I sound a lot more interesting.
Yeah. I would have been your biggest fan, you worthless street rat. Oh, you know, he's not like from Agrabah.
He's not Aladdin, bitch.
Yeah, he doesn't have a genie. He's killed his only friend.
Mm.
Just kill him. Just die. Like, just die by cop. You have a way better life. Don't go to, like, prison, yeah, you'll have 3 squares, but...
The cops, like, fucking care about all this shit now.
Yeah. We got this hobo going around doing our jobs.
Yeah, he is doing their jobs.
They don't. They're about to kill you, hobo. She's dead.
You'll never beat the Drake.
The Drake always wins.
Always wins.
Oh!
Oh, that's some
Trump. Oh, that escalated.
That's some Trump shit. That's some Trump shit. No wonder. This all happened in St. Louis and in America, I'm telling you right now. Against the cops.
It's anti-Trudeau voters and they're pissed. Call for the election. No confidence.
Yeah, we'll never vote for you. They will never do it.
You're riding shotgun. Everybody's just getting shot.
Everyone.
Now.
You get shot with a shotgun and you get shot with a shotgun.
Yes. Abby. He died doing the one thing he loved.
Shooting his shotgun.
Yep.
Shooting his gun.
That's right. Saving that girl.
Coming up next.
That was Hobo with a Shotgun. Turbo Kid.
What's Turbo Kid? Is that the sequel?
No.
Oh. Hi, baby.
I think maybe Turbo more. Kid is something we've discussed before, maybe?
Possibly.
First, do not eat this.
But also this coming food. Up, Mandy with Nicolas Cage. I'll solve a point with that reference. And James Gunn Super. And this concludes our movie, Hobo with a Shotgun, for this week's episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. Yeah. Thank you very much for picking Whirl Batch.
No worries.
Hell yeah. I picked
gold.
Hell yeah, that was gold.
You have a good track record, unlike some people who didn't show up today. That said, that is right.
Yeah, where's Bean? We haven't even mentioned, where the fuck's Bean been all week this episode?
He's still scared of Baby Craven and the Nerd.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
He's hiding. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I forgot.
That's all right. We've been high, but yes, that wraps up this episode of the To Be Tuesdays podcast. You can find everything To Be podcast related at supermarcy.com, as well as the Patreon for the Super Network, and you can find the Super Network and stuff on your socials. Just check the To Be Tuesdays link tree. It's got all our links and where you can find the show and all that good stuff. And I'm Super Marcy. You can check me out if you like. And Super_Marcy on Letterboxd. And I've got a whole big list of everything we've ever done on this podcast. So that is pretty cool. Batch.
Find me at Web Tales every Tuesday on the Pop Party Network, where we recap classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to present day. Oh, follow me on the X at Batch Pop4D, and follow Craven at Craven Pop4D.
Excellent. And Colin?
Well, you can find my high sleepy ass on Twitter at Trash Panda Podmo. You can also go join our Patreon. Like I said, we got 3 new tiers, so it's going to be dope. I'll throw that link out somewhere. And you can catch me on every other Thursday on Trash Panda Podcast and at TrashPandaPodcast.com.
Excellent. And since Bede's not here, don't find him anywhere online this week.
Yeah, fuck his shows. Yeah.
You don't get to self-promote this time, Bede.
Yeah.
Is that a doorbell? Yeah. What was that?
That was my ashtray. My vape hit the ashtray.
Fucking hell. Well, with that done, everybody, we will see you next Tuesday. And I'm guessing Bede is going to have to be here because it is his pick. So
fucking better be here.
Stay tuned, everybody, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I hate to tell you this, but if you grow up here, you're more likely to wind up selling your bodies on the streets. Or shooting dope from dirty needles in a bus stop. And if you're successful, you'll make money selling junk to crackheads. They won't think twice about killing someone's wife, because you won't even know what's wrong in the first place.